Number two, tapping into what's important. And Sigmund Freud talked about motivation. And he said, what are the couple of things that motivate people? He said, number one, the sex urge. And I'm not going to talk about that, obviously. But the second thing that Sigmund Freud identified as what motivates people is their desire to feel important, their desire to feel that they are making a difference. And you look at some highly successful, motivated people, and they've really tapped into what makes them feel important. From Richard Branson in the commercial world to perhaps Barack Obama in the political world. Putting that into a commercial context, this is the role of leadership. If we're going to manage those unmotivated people, I'd like you to think about those podcasts in series one and two. Because tapping into and finding out what's important to these people that appear unmotivated is absolutely critical. So, number one, how much time, I'd like you to think about how much time you invest in managing these unmotivated team members and finding out what is really important to them. And secondly, how do you use questioning techniques so they're going to open up and tell you what is important to them so you can link the outcomes in the business and the team outcomes to connect to contributing to their desire to feel important. In summary, looking back at previous podcasts, there's some key steps that you can go through as a leader. Number one, building rapport. Number two, using questioning and listening techniques to uncover what is satisfying their desire to feel important. Number three, to show how the change in the team will satisfy their need to feel important. And number four, to persuade and gain their commitment to make some changes. Now, questioning techniques. If we were going to ask a couple of questions to uncover what actually motivates these apparently unmotivated team members, I'm going to give you two questions to experiment with. Because unless we ask people what's important to them, how are we ever going to uncover how they're driven, how they're motivated? Two questions. What is important to you? Very straightforward, very simple. It's amazing what you might find out. Question number two, how do you know that you are valued? Is it something that you see me doing? Is it something that you hear? Or is it something that you feel when you're working with the team? So how do you know you are really valued? And if you ask these two questions in a sincere way after building rapport, the next step then is to use that information and to paraphrase it back to these apparently unmotivated team members. Why paraphrase? Because it shows the other people you are like them, that you have listened, that you have really understood. You are really talking their language and you're on their wavelength. You've got a depth of understanding. So asking the questions and then paraphrasing back in a sincere way and asking the question, this is important to me as your manager and leader. Can you tell me whether I've really understood what it is that's important to you? So we're tapping into what's really important to these individuals. And yes, we can use questioning and listening techniques. But you know, some people have got stuck, haven't they? They've got stuck into a certain way of thinking and it's difficult to tap into them. And what I'm going to show you now is how we can use questioning techniques to pull somebody out of the detail, to move them away from the minuscule issue that's stopping them seeing the bigger picture. And what we're effectively going to do here in this example is that we're going to chunk them out of the detail. And the way that we are going to do this is by asking them two simple questions. What's the purpose of that? And what's the intention of that? So, for example, if somebody is stuck on a problem around a very specific activity in a process, for example, we can ask them what's the purpose of that activity and what's the intention. And we keep asking them those questions. What's the purpose? What's the intention? And any problem or anything that's happening in an organisation, the purpose and the intention should be to realise an outcome. And an outcome is to realise a goal. And an individual goal is to meet a team goal. And a team goal is meant to realise an organisational goal. So what is really important is not the detail, it's actually the bigger picture. And this technique of asking these two questions will help that unmotivated individual to come out of that detail. Another practical situation that I've come across in business is where managers and leaders are trying to deal with individuals who are extremely skeptical, where you hear conversations where everybody says everything is wrong and nothing is right and nothing's going to work at all. And it's almost as though they're extremely resistant to any change. This second questioning technique is to actually enable them to drill down to what it is that's triggering the belief that nothing is right and everything is wrong. The two questions: what specifically and whom specifically? And maybe another question, can you give me an example of that? So let me just run through a little scenario that might help. Maybe you've got an individual who says nothing's right with this change and everything is wrong. So let's hear this little dialogue. Somebody says nothing is right with this system, everything is wrong. What specifically? Well, it's the purchase ledger system. Nothing is working in the purchase ledger system. Okay, and what specifically in the purchase ledger system? Well, it's on the recording of the details of our suppliers. The name field isn't right. Okay, so the name field isn't right. What specifically about the supplier name field isn't right? Well, it's in the wrong place. It's difficult to navigate to. Okay, and what specifically about the navigation needs to change? Well, the supplier name field needs to be on the supplier detail screen. Okay, so in paraphrasing back to that individual, we know that the reason why they believe that everything is wrong and nothing is right with this system comes down to a data field on the supplier detail screen. And we can paraphrase that back to them. And we can say, so if we can change that one field on the supplier data field, does that mean that this system is going to work for you and make your job easier? Yes, that's exactly what I want. So this technique of taking big chunky bits of belief and information and drilling it down to what specifically is going to help you re-engage apparently unmotivated team members in engaging with a change or engaging with something that's new.